I'm being honest when I say I do believe in different learning styles and learning methods. But unfortunately, we can't do much with the system of the way our education is delivered. It's only one way, if not similar to all the countries. It's all about a teacher teaching a child that 1 + 1 is equals to 2, and then the child has to go home and research more information on a textbook and then be tested on that, and then you pass, and then you go to the following grade, and then until you get a paper that said you are qualified to can do this. This is our system at the moment. And I feel like for a subject that I'm about to introduce now, which is inequalities, inequalities could be the reason why we have more dropouts in mathematics. And while people know that, okay, there's this belief that if you've done mathematics, there's more chances to can get a higher paycheck than the ones who didn't. Or I don't know the story how it goes. But then we normally tend to see high dropouts on the one that people think it is more capable of making them more money, but because it's more difficult whatsoever. And I think the failing parts, that's from when they introduced inequalities, or at least that's how I assume, because I'm not sure if inequalities were introduced in grade 1 or grade 2, but then I remember somewhere in private, in primary school, teachers were busy showing elbows, which one is greater than which, of which I think even them teachers at that time, they couldn't even understand what, okay, I'm joking, they did understand what they were doing. All I'm saying is a teacher has a paycheck and then they have 45 minutes to teach. If you don't understand within that 45 minutes, they have to go out because the class for mathematics is done. They must proceed with geography. And then for you to understand the mathematics now, you must do the research yourself. And then if you don't have resources to do the research yourself, when you get tested and then you do like worse in the exam, and then you feel like, ah, this subject is so bad. And then that's when you get high dropouts. At least that's my assumption. But then that's not the point. Welcome to Simplified RSA. I'm Mr. Mayumane, and we are the guys who makes it look easy. And then now let's break down inequalities. This is how the story goes. So, inequality, the word defined itself as it is inequality, meaning not equal to. So we're talking about values, two values or more that are not equal. But then we have symbols that represents our inequalities. Let me put the symbols here. We're familiar with the symbols, like I say, is that primary school thing when we're showing with our elbows which one is greater than which, and if a number is that side, which side must I stand to can be this side of the elbow? Because a lot of people play Pac-Man. So Pac-Man players, that thing, it goes like what? When it eats, right? So you feel like some people they confuse of this part of the arrow as the bigger one because it's wider, and the other side of the arrow, it's smaller. I don't know, man. Like I've heard someone trying to explain it to me like that. So hence I go back as putting the symbols here because I'm not thinking or assuming that everyone understands everything. Hence we're starting from scratch, not starting from scratch as such, but then we're trying to simplify everything. Hence the symbols here. So we have not equal to, we have less than, we have less than or equals to, we have greater than, and we have greater than or equals to. I didn't put an equal sign because we've been dealing with an equal sign over and over, and we used an equal sign, but there's nothing complicated about an equal sign. With equal sign, we just know the fundamental. What you do on the left-hand side, you also do on the right-hand side. That's it. Okay, cool. Suppose you're given something like this, right? And we can see that from the summary of our tables here, this sign is for greater. This sign is for less than. This sign is for greater than. This sign is for less than. Now we want to show of our values, which sign would we put, this one or this one? I'm saying this because I don't want to assume that everyone understands where the signs are pointing and what does it mean. Here, if you look at minus one, I mean, if you look at minus three and minus one, according to the number line, it works like this. You have 0, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3. We can clearly see that minus 1 is bigger than minus 3. So between this and this here, we would say minus 1 is greater than minus 3. So this is the sign. For this case, we have 2 and 5. Again, according to a number line, we can see that if I write this, it's going to be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, right? 2 It's obviously smaller than five. Five is bigger than two because it's far much to the right according to number nine, because it keeps on going that side. So five is bigger than two. So we say five is greater than two. But while five is greater than two, two is less than five. Two is less than five, while five is greater than two. That's how the signs work. So far, I've been using this one. And according to our table, this one is a lesser sign. So we communicate based on what's going on the right side. So here we say minus three is less than minus one. Whereas we know that minus one is greater than minus three. As I go on here we have minus seven and minus three. We know that minus three is bigger than minus seven. Therefore, it's going to be like this. But then we communicate it from the right. We say minus seven is less than minus three. From this, going that side, I'll say minus three is greater than minus seven. And then from here, we can see that four is bigger than minus 10. Therefore, it's 10. If you look at this one, it seems like I used this one only for everyone. Yes, when I communicate from the right, everything is less. But from this side, everything is greater. But I can give you this example just to make it further. If I have 8 and 3, or I have 5 and 1. Here, I can see that 8 is bigger than 3. So I will use this. I will say 8 is greater than 3. Though I know that 3 is less than 8 when I look at it from the other side, but then we read it from the right. 8 is greater than 3. And then what's going to be this case? 5 is bigger than 1. Obviously, again, 5 will be greater than 1. But then all these signs, they can be communicated either from this side to the other side or from this side to the other side. As long as you know that the pointing part points to the one that is smaller. Or the pointing part points to the one that is smaller. Like it's like an arrow. If you think of it as Shaka Zulu, boom, 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 boom. You can think of these things as arrows. You can think of them as arrows like that. But then the pointing side is always the bigger one. So the pointing side is always attacking. So the bigger one is always conquering the smaller one. So the pointy side is always the one that goes to the smaller one all the time, regardless of where this sign is facing. I think it's going to make sense a bit more like that. So you see, I'm trying to explain it like you are a grade one student, but then like you are not a grade one student, you are someone who understands now. It's all about the pointy pointy. But then the side of the arrow that is sharper is the one that points the smaller number, whether it's a greater than or a less than for the cases like that. Now, let's proceed. When do we introduce? Now, from having these two signs, when do we now introduce the equal sign underneath? When do we now introduce the equal sign underneath? We say this is greater than, this is less than, and now this is greater or equals to. This is less or equals to. So the small part there represents the equal sign. Now, we can introduce variable to this now. We can introduce variable to this, meaning we can introduce x. When we say x is greater than 2, we can represent this in the number line by saying, this is my number line, there is the value 2, and then I just show a circle there, but then I don't shade this circle if it's just an equal sign there. I just show that x is greater than 2, but 2 not included, so it will go that side. This is how I represent this in terms of a number line. But for cases where now it's x greater than greater or equals to 2, the cases where it's x greater or equals to 2, that's when I shade the circle to can show that now I include the 2. I start from 2 itself and then being greater than that. So this one is greater and equals to. But otherwise, if you don't shade, that's how it differs. It's just going to be greater than 2. Meaning, again, if I have x is less or greater than 3. And I represent this on the number line. It's going to be something of this form. Because it's less and equals to, and then I have to shade there. And then after I shade, it's going to go to that direction. That's how it is going to be. So now we understand the pointy-pointy when coming to which one is greater than, which one is less than. We understand our symbols and how they look like. We understand how to represent a value on an equal sign. We understand what the equal sign underneath the greater than and the less than means. So it means greater or equals to, or rather greater and equals to, meaning when you represent it on a number line, if it's greater and equals to, we shade the circle to point the arrow where it's facing. And then if it's not, if the sign is not included underneath, we don't shade. We just show where it's facing. Greater and equals to means you include the value and anything greater than is. Greater than is just that value, more than that value, but without including that value. Hence, we don't shade the circle. I think just to make this video shorter, let's make this part one of inequalities. Join me on the next video as we continue from here. So we're gonna take it from the explanation I was explaining now of the number line, and we're gonna solve the actual quadratic inequalities or linear inequalities whatsoever. But then I'm gonna give you the examples of the equations I'm gonna scatter around the video. Join me on the next video as we do more on inequalities. I'm Mr. Mayamane. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy. We're still with you. Please don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook. And also, you can access our learning channel through Spotify. You just go to your Spotify app and search for Learning Channel, or alternatively, you can search for Simplified underscore RSA.